You're listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you are challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas continues his series on the imitation of Christ, now looking at obedience and earthly affections. For more on this episode, follow the link in the show notes to Douglas's website. Now here's today's teaching.
Good morning. This is podcast 15 in our series from Thomas A. Kempis's The Imitation of Christ. Both of our readings will come from book one. One is called On Obedience and Submission. The other is on Earthly Affections. And we begin in 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey His commandments. Loving God means keeping His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. The disciple. It is a very great thing to live in obedience, to be under authority and not to be independent. It is far safer to live under authority than to be in a place of authority. Many people are in submission to authority out of fear rather than out of love. They miss the point and complain for little reason. They will not gain freedom of spirit unless, with all their hearts, they submit themselves to authority for the love of God. Though we run after peace, we will not find it until we humbly submit to those who are placed in authority over us. Daydreaming about a better situation has deceived many. It's true that people willingly follow their own preferences and are more attracted to those who agree with them. But if Christ is among us, then it is necessary that we sometimes yield our own opinion for the sake of peace. No one is so wise as to have perfect knowledge of all things. So, let us not trust our own knowledge or opinions too much, but be willing to hear other people's perspective. Though our own opinions may be good, for the love of God and for the greater good, let them go and defer to the opinions of another. I have often heard it is safer to listen and receive counsel than to give it. Yes, our own opinions may be good, but to refuse to listen to others when the occasion requires it is a mark of pride or stubbornness. Our next reading begins with Romans 14, 17, followed by more words of the disciple. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whenever we desire success and prestige, we become restless. Proud and greedy people are never at peace, while the poor and humble of heart enjoy an abundance of peace. The person who is not completely dead to earthly affections is soon tempted and overcome by even small and trivial matters. It is hard for those who are weak in spirit and earthly minded to overcome sensual desires. Therefore, when they are not indulging in worldly pleasures, they become sad and easily angered if someone stands in the way of their desires. Fortunately, when believers yield to these selfish inclinations, the Spirit immediately brings conviction to their conscience, revealing that they followed their own desires and not found the peace they had hoped to find. True peace of heart is found in resisting passions, not yielding to them. Therefore, there is no peace in the heart of people who are earthly minded, and neither is there peace for those who have simply given up earthly things to live a simple or stoic life. It is only Christ living in us through His Spirit that gives us peace. Those are our readings. Let me offer a couple of comments before we pray. There are a number of insights for life we are offered in these readings. Thomas tells us it is far safer to live under authority than to be in a place of authority. That's really quite a statement, isn't it? Normally, I want control. I want to be in the know. I want to know what's going on. And other people might make mistakes. And so part of me bristles when I have to obey. And normally I get in line, but sometimes not with the right attitude. But Thomas reminds us that we're actually better off, we're safer, generally speaking, when we live under authority than when we wield authority. Now, this is not meant to discourage us from rising up into positions of responsibility, say at work, or even to be leaders among God's people. But there is a certain danger with having authority. It reminds me of that famous saying of Lord Acton, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Power can be dangerous. Anyway, that's the first insight for life. And then another comment he makes about what is safe. It is safer to listen and receive counsel than to give it. Now, that clearly ties in with the previous thought. We find, of course, many proverbs about listening and being humble and seeking input, not just giving it. But when we do speak, Proverbs gives us so many helpful admonitions about what to say and how to say it and when to speak. At any rate, another great counsel from Thomas A. Kempis. The third one I would like to emphasize is this saying that proud and greedy people are never at peace. Interesting. That comes from our second reading on earthly affections. Let me read the context. He begins this thought, whenever we desire success and prestige, we become restless. Proud and greedy people are never at peace. And what about that? The world tells us all the time we should desire success. Many brands of so-called Christianity promise success. They promise that your life will go better. And it's true, our lives are better as Christians, but not necessarily in the ways that they're promised. But desiring success and prestige causes us to be restless. And I think what he means is we're never content. You reach one level and you want to go to the next level. We want to continue to advance. Or we find someone who's more impressive than we are and we're trying to impress him or her. We want to continually grow. And you see, there's something very good in that, not to be content with mediocrity. We want to be growing. That's an organic aspect of the faith. And yet, if it's done for worldly reasons, we are never at peace. I thought that's very insightful. He says, proud and greedy people are never at peace. Think about that. And then the fourth one, true peace of heart is found in resisting passions, not yielding to them. Now, he explains in that next paragraph that we can easily be confused. We can think someone's at peace just because they're living simply. They've downsized. They're living an ascetic life, a stoic life. And, you know, they're tough and don't seem to be so affected by things in the world. But that's not the same as Christian peace, just having a simple life. The important thing is that Christ actually lives through us. So something is going on, something very active, not passive. And that's how that meditation ends, the original meditation. So let's not be confused. It doesn't make us spiritual just because we divest ourselves of our possessions or we simplify our life, although there may be great benefits to that. My wife and I are actually trying to do that ourselves. We're trying to change diet. We're giving vegetarianism a chance. We're testing that in this new year. But I know I would be very wrong if I thought that well, that's going to make me more spiritual, or that's really the most important thing in life. So true peace of heart is found in resisting passions, not yielding to them. And our passions can lead us in all kinds of directions that sometimes appear spiritual, like the warning Paul gave at the end of Colossians 2. So I would like to reread the four insights for the day before we pray. First, it is far safer to live under authority than to be in a place of authority. Second, it is safer to listen and receive counsel than to give it. Third, proud and greedy people are never at peace. And fourth, true peace of heart is found in resisting passions, not yielding to them. Lord, we thank you for the day's meditation. We pray that as we strive to grow and live, that we won't cross a line into worldliness, that if we have authority, we won't misuse it, we'll stay humble, and that we'll always be listeners and those who receive input rather than just wanting to state our opinion or give others a piece of our mind. Help us to trust you and not to try to manage all outcomes ourselves. Lord, we understand that proud and greedy people are never at peace. Please help us to be neither, and that true peace is found in resisting passions, not yielding to them. Lord, today, whatever our temptations are, whether a temptation to be lazy or to be deceitful, to be lustful or to be envious, to be angry, or to be jealous or just not give our best or to speak ill of someone else, let us resist those passions. And we expect that true peace of heart always comes in following the way of Christ. We offer this prayer in his name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas' series on the imitation of Christ.
For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas' website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas' teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.